Let's take our Bibles again and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Oh, how precious are these blessed scriptures. In Proverbs 14:2, this is what the Scripture says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There's a way that seems perfectly right. There's a way that seems to make sense. There's a way that seems to appeal to man's understanding, but the Scripture says, the end thereof are the ways of death. You know what I want to know? What is God's way? That's what I want to know. If the Scripture sets forth that there's a way that seems right unto man, then I know that being born in Adam, being a frail creature, then that... But for the grace of God, is going to seem right to me too. And I see the end result. I don't want to walk that way. I don't want to be found in that way. Not if the end of it is the ways of death. I don't want that. That way of man that seems right is that broad way that man naturally goes in rebellion. Now that makes perfect sense. We know that's so. This is man's way. Let me just go ahead and just be straight up about it. The way that seems right unto a man is the way trusting my own self-righteousness, thinking that I've done something to merit salvation before God. It's the way that is associated with me having, in my fallen mind, a free will to be able to choose whether to do this or not to do this. The way that seems right to man is always man-centered. It never abases a man. Man doesn't want to be put down. I listen to these fellas and they just, you know, heard a man make a star. I didn't hear him. Somebody told me, he said the other day. Somebody asked him about sin. He says he's a preacher. And he said, well, men just have so many problems. I just don't want to deal with something that depresses people more. Don't want to deal with sin. It's the way that despises sovereign grace. It's the way that tramples under and counts the blood of the covenant of God's grace to be an unholy thing. That's the way of man. That's how man thinks. Now that way seems right. It seems to make sense that God loves everybody. That seems to make sense to a fallen creature. It seems to make sense that God wants everybody to be saved. That seems to make sense. It seems to make sense that God has made salvation possible for all. And if they will just accept what He's done and quit their meanness and turn over a new leaf and just be honest about wanting to be saved, that God is going to somehow just sweep everything under the rug and we're just going to forget about it. God is not going to forget anything. God is not going to forget anything. Let me tell you what God's going to do with sin. He's going to judge it. Every sin is going to be receiving the just recompense. God Almighty is going to deal with every sin. And it's either in a substitute or in a man without a substitute. One of the two. God, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Now, I'd like for us to search the Scriptures today and just consider God's way. And these three verses, Proverbs 12, 26, 27, 28, I'm going to consider God's way. There it is, God's way. You know, there's Psalm 18:30 says, as for God, His way is perfect. I want to know God's way. God's way. The way of the Lord. Here's the first thing I know, verse 26. God's way is a sought after and it's a found way. God's way is a sought after and a found way. Verse 26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. Now, the point is, God's way is a sought after and a found way. Now, I know this. I do know that man by nature, what does the Scripture say about man by nature seeking God? It says no man seeks after God. Doesn't it say that? No man seeks after God. That's right. Man by nature. You listen to this verse, Jeremiah 29:13. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. I can tell you for a fact, I know this, God's going to have to do something for me to seek after God. Especially knowing that no man born in Adam seeks after God. No man, no woman gets up one day and says, you know what? I think that I'm going to seek God today before God Almighty does something for them. If they've got an attitude to seek after the Lord, I promise you, you've been made willing in the day of His power. That's a fact. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Now, I know for a fact that the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. When it says more excellent, that word is abundant. More abundant. The righteous is more abundant than his neighbor in the sense of his character being found in Christ. The righteous. That's what it says. That's how it says. Now, look at it. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. He's got a holy character. Not in himself. Robed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is more excellent, more abundant in his character. How about his birth? He's alive. God has rebirthed him. Born from above. How about his inheritance? He's an heir of God. A joint heir with Christ. Found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous. More excellent. But that word right there, excellent. The word excellent actually means to search out, to seek, to follow an intricate course. That's what it means. The excellent. You know, that's why it's so important that we look at words. This is why men will take, kneel, and rest the Scriptures. They'll just, yeah. But it says there, you know, well, yeah, but what does it mean? Find out what God Almighty has got to say. The righteous search out. Seek after. They follow after. Who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Before regeneration, no man sought after God, but life imparted as a change. God's people, here's the evidence of a believer. They seek the Lord. They long for Him. They hunger for Him. Seek Him. How do you seek God? How do you follow? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Now listen. Let me just say this concerning following the Lord. God has given means. Almighty God has given means to know Him, to follow after Him, to know His will. Stay under the sound of the gospel. Has God Almighty given the preaching of the gospel? This is not something that we came up with. The assembling of ourselves together? No. Follow after Him by reading His Word. Read the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Make much of the Scriptures. Start your day with the Scriptures. End your day with the Scriptures. Seek Him in prayer. He said you don't have because you don't ask. When you pray, that's what He said. Not if. I'm going to tell you something. Believers seek the Lord in prayer. It might be in a early morning time of seeking Him, but a believer is going to go through the day with a spirit about him of prayer. God's people, you'd be driving down the road, and the Spirit of God will bring something to your memory, and God's people, they want to commune with the Lord. They want to talk with Him. God's people, seek after and find Him. The righteous is more excellent. He's a seeking person. He's a desiring person. He's a longing person for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The righteous seek Him earnestly, and they will find Him. He said, "Ye shall seek me and find me when you seek for me with a sincere heart." When it says with all your heart, a sincere heart. I mean, here's a seeking after God. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. What are you doing? You're appealing to His mercy, appealing to His strength, appealing to His goodness. Help me. Have you ever found yourself desiring Him like the bride in Song of Solomon 3:1? I sought Him whom my soul loveth. Lord, just the privilege just to be able to talk to You right now. What a joy. What a privilege just to be able to talk to You. Thank You. Thank You for hearing me. Lord, thank You for causing this frail creature to have a desire. Seek me. And I'll be found of You. What a promise that He is. Ask. Knock. Seek. It's going to be opened. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. He seeks the Lord in the only way, by Christ. Lord, speak to my heart. But the way of the wicked, Scripture says, seduceth them. Causes them to stray. That's what it means. The way of the wicked, the way of the harlot, the spiritual adulteress, the way of the wicked. The Scripture says in Proverbs 7:27 concerning the way of that false free will, religious, man-centered, the harlot, it says her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. We know this, man's way, man's efforts, they're not going to be accepted. I know that. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. God's way is a way for the righteous that's sought after and found. God's way. They seek Christ. Here's the second thing. God's way, God's purpose, God's will, God's counsel is going to stand. God's will, purpose, counsel is going to stand. Verse 27, the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Now, you know, when you look at that, the first thing you think about is someone out in the woods, and he's got something. He caught something. He killed something. This has absolutely nothing to do with eating. Lord, why do you speak in parables? Because it's given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, and to them it's not given. As I said before, if all we ever see in what is what the natural mind can understand, we didn't see it. We didn't see it. Here's the point. God's way, God's purpose, God's will, God's counsel shall stand. Here's the scripture. The slothful man roasteth not which he took in hunting. It has to do with a lazy man. I can tell you this. That's what sloth was talking about. Lazy, wicked. The word roasteth. Now, to understand what he's being said, the word roast right there, roasteth, it means to entangle, to catch, or to snare. That's what the word roasted. It doesn't have anything to do with cooking. It means to catch or to snare. The lazy, wicked man will not catch. It will not ensnare. It will not entangle that which he hunted after, which he took in hunting. The deceived shall not capture, shall not catch, shall not have that which he chased and thought that he had. Salvation. Acceptance with God. Acceptance before God's throne. The slothful, deceitful, lazy, remiss man is one that is ignorant of God's righteousness, and the Scripture says is going about to establish his own righteousness. The Scripture says he does not submit himself to the righteousness of God. He doesn't submit himself to Christ. He doesn't submit himself to God's righteousness. He's ignorant of the holiness and purity of God's law and justice. And he tries to merit acceptance with God based upon his own strength and ability and will and works and religious duties and things and mess and stuff. You ask an unbeliever, whatever denomination it is, are you right before God? Yes, I am. The reason I am is because I. And whatever happens to be that niche that they have been lied to concerning and believe. I know I'm right before God because I did so and so. Or I'm a member of this place. Or I'm a member of that place. What they've done. Oh, they've sought after salvation. They'll tell you, I am a Christian. Haggai 6:1 says that the wicked, the slothful, has sown much, but brings in little, and earns wages to put it into a bag of holes. Can you imagine everything you thought you had, and you dropped it into a bag, and the whole bottom is just holes? And everything that you thought you had, when it comes time to reach in there and grasp hold of what you got, there's nothing there. He hunts and he seeks and desires to catch a right standing before God based upon his own ability. Lord, we prophesied in your name. We've done many mighty works in your name. Lord, all these things that we've done, this is what we were told to do. Depart from me. I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. The slothful, the wicked man is not going to catch. He's not going to obtain. He's not going to have ensnared that which he took in hunting. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. That substance of that diligent man Christ. Unto you, therefore, that believe, Christ is precious. This is all of my hope. This is all my salvation. This is all of my standing before God. That when God Almighty sent His Son into this world, He came into this world to redeem me. That when He died for me. When He was raised for me. This is all of my hope that He hath made, David said, with me, an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. This is all my hope. My hope, that song says, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness. I don't have anything to say except, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. The substance of the diligent man, in reality, Christ Himself is the only diligent man. The substance, and if you want to look at that scripture in us being the substance that He came into this world, He thought it not robbery. He would not rob God of God's will and God's honor. He wouldn't rob God of God's people's purpose of redemption. He would not rob to remain in that state. He came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. And thirdly, lastly, God for his life. In the way of righteousness is life. In the pathway thereof, there is no death. Verse 26 talks about the way of the wicked. And that word way, these are two different words may. A way, I'm sorry. In verse 26, the way of the wicked. That word way means the manner of conduct. The way, the manner of conduct of the wicked. The way in which they are. In verse 28, the word way, the way of the righteous, That word there sets forth a race course, and the definition says, rather than a snake-laden path. A race course. A way that leads straight to the end. A course that one will absolutely arrive at its end, kept by the power of God. The Lord says, I give my sheep eternal life, and they will never perish. This is God's way. The way of the righteousness, the way of the righteousness is life. There is but one way. And it is Christ who is the way. In the way of righteousness, in Christ, who is our righteousness, is life. And I love this. In the pathway thereof. And here we are today, walking in Him. Walking in Christ. There's no death. What comfort that I can rest today and realize, though I behold a body of death, that Paul says, who shall separate me from it? I know this. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for them that love Him. Lord, by Your grace, keep me. Keep me for Christ's sake.